What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to, hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And speaking of the phones, we are going to go to Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. The world of French politics. I have to recommend that people take a few minutes to listen to Alan Sherman's old classic song, You Went the Wrong Way, Old King Louie.
Oh, I love that one. I absolutely love that one.
Oh, yeah. It's an absolute perennial favorite when it comes to French and their politics.
Yes.
You know, we're gonna take you and the Queen down to the guillotine and shorten you a little bit.
Yes. He did a lot of wonderful parody songs, and he had a good career. I think he did Camp Grenada or Granada.
Yeah, hello, Mother, hello, Father.
Hello, Father. Yeah. Yeah. And it was very fun. It was very creative stuff. I loved all of his work.
Yeah. I actually called about the Kurds. You were talking about the high-tech weaponry being given to the Kurds. This is another classic example of equipping both sides, because I heard recently about a sale of F-35s to Turkey. So we're selling the F-35 Turkey to Turkey, which seems apropos.
Yes.
Given that they're both so highly dysfunctional. And it's weird because the Kurds, I mean, I don't know, for some reason, from what I've seen of the Kurds, I tend to find myself rooting for them a little bit. They're all they want is
their
own place.
I am too. But, you know, let's back up here to this issue of the F-35. The F-35 does have a lot of problems, and the issue is whether it could go up against an equivalent warplane as made by China and Russia, in which case it would probably have some problems. But when you're talking about just strafing poorly armed people on the ground, I'm sure the F-35 is going to be a very effective platform.
Well, the whole thing about it is it's a fighter-bomber. So with a fighter-bomber, you sacrifice some of the air superiority capabilities of like a Raptor and a F-22, but in exchange for being able to carry more ordnance and get that in. So it's designed to be escorted, you know, by the Raptors or some sort of air superiority fighters, and then fight its way out after it does its bombing runs. But it's the Israelis got some, the Turks have them. Why? And if they had taken the money from that one weapons platform project and put it into healthcare, we could all be sitting pretty with single payer, no problem. But they never seem to throw that. You talk about the ships, those littoral combat ships, and all these dysfunctional weapon systems. If they'd have put that into healthcare, pushing a Kurdish homeland there, I don't know. It seems to me these people just want a place to be without being harassed, and they're supposed to be very tenacious fighters also. But anyway, so we'll see what happens. But it, if you recall, the other week I called back saying that I thought North Korea was a head fake, right, and that the real prize was going to end up being Syria, and it looks like that's
okay,
the case.
Okay, and we're back here. We got our connection back. Apparently, there's a lot of really rough weather over there. Is Mark in? Let's go to Mark in North Carolina. Mark, are you there? Oh, we still have Glenn.
I'm here, Mike.
Okay,
yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. Let's.
Yeah, I was. I don't know when you blipped out. Sorry.
Well, just back up over the last two or three things that you said here.
Yeah, real quick. I said the. Turkey had when they made their incursions into Syria, was beating up on the Kurds, you know, which they're wont to do. There had been talk about establishing a Kurdish homeland in northern Iraq. Now there's talk about balkanizing Syria and making a Kurdish homeland there. Seems to me the Kurds just want to, be able to establish some sort of homeland for themselves, and they are tenacious fighters. And I also said, I had said the other week, I thought the North Korean thing was sort of a head fake and that the real prize was Syria. And with all this staging of the you know, tanks and stuff along the Jordanian border, it still seems that a big push is going to be on for Syria. And you brought that element of the possible false flag chemical attacks. I think it's really important that this stuff gets out there so that they know that we're watching and we may be willing to be vocal about it.
Well, unfortunately, like I said, I think the attitude of the government now is who cares if they're on to us? We're just going to go through the motions for the benefit of the history books, and we're just going to go on with this war. Unfortunately, from the point of view of the United States government, they have gone way too far into this agenda that Wesley Clark blew the whistle on back in 2005. They can't turn around. If they were to say, all right, we were wrong, we quit, we turn around and go back, the U.S. economy would implode. Because the only thing holding it up right now is the expectation that the U.S. government is going to conquer all these resource-rich areas of the world, like Venezuela, and force them to do business with the U.S. Federal Reserve note, taking us back to Bretton Woods. The moment that that possibility is gone, you're going to see some seismic upheavals in the U.S. economic, and for that matter, the global economic system here.
Right, right, exactly, so... I'm amazed that everything seems to focus on these. You talk about the wonder weapons and missiles and all these exotic things and huge nuclear strikes. If any one particular, you know, where the U.S. infrastructure is so vulnerable, you know, is a handful of the right people on the ground in the right places could cripple us badly enough that they don't need missiles, nukes, EMPs, or anything like that. We'd be begging for, you know, order and stability just with, you know, having to fend off well-placed special forces, you know, people intent on taking out infrastructure. You know,
well, you know, but by way of showing how fragile that is, and this gets on back to the open borders issue. You know, if there is a nation out there who hates us and really wants to harm us, this open border acceptance of all refugees is a good way to basically get a covert action force of considerable size into the United States of America. Now, I remember many, many years ago, when I was still living in Los Angeles, somebody actually did a study to see how easy it would be to absolutely gridlock the entire Los Angeles area freeway system, and they decided it could be done with fewer than 100 cars. Just go on out to Cal Worthington or any other car lot and buy 100 junker cars and just drive them to certain key transition roads and just leave them. Set them on fire, leave them, and the entire Los Angeles freeway system would grind to a halt. Even the emergency services would not be able to get through. So we are very, very vulnerable, and this open borders thing makes us more vulnerable. And it just doesn't make any sense for the U.S. to be screaming about national security and threats to the United States of America as an excuse to go in and attack these other countries. At the same time, the doors to the interior of our very fragile nation are being left wide open.
Exactly. All right, got to go. The dog alarm's going off. See you later.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and hopefully the dog is not on fire. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network, and we're going to go back to the phones to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Mike, two things. One, I think the country owes an apology to General Flynn, and if Trump had any guts, he would reappoint him as a national security advisor. Shame.
I agree.
He did exactly what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to open up to Russia and try to get us back in the right footing. And that brings me to my second point. Before I turned you on, when I got home, I turned on RT on the internet, and they had the parade, the victory parade. Victory Day parade they have every year, you know, the Great Patriotic War. What a military. And, I mean, you could see in those troops how dedicated they are, how much they love their country. And you could see how the people love Putin. They spent $48 billion on their military. We spent over $600 billion on ours. And I think they're every inch the match for our troops. So
I would agree.
You know, and we should just get it through our heads. I mean, you know, why not be friends with them? There's nothing wrong with that country today. I don't know, you know, maybe there was something wrong with the Soviet Union. I mean, I'm not a communist. I don't particularly like communism. And I guess, you know, there were some problems there. Of course, they did defeat the Nazis. There's no question about that. They were the primary, Russia was the primary nation that defeated them. And they took over 20 million people killed in order to accomplish it. But as far as today, they're a decent, democratic, mostly Christian nation. As a matter of fact, a few themselves as a Christian. What is the problem? I don't understand it.
Let me give you some history. Let me give you some history. When the communist revolution happened, it was immediately seen as a threat to the money junkies in all of the capitalist nations. This idea that the...
What? You still there?
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And we're back here again, and I'm sorry about all these interruptions, but something apparently is going on. Okay, with our Skype connection. So let me back on up and give you a little bit of history. What's scared the American economic system so much about the Soviet Union was its communist philosophy of socializing the wealth across all the population. And that was seen as a threat to the capitalist money junkies, who think the natural order of the universe is that people should work and all that wealth should go into their pockets. And that was why the Soviet Union was being so demonized, to prevent Americans from even objectively looking at the difference between the two economic systems. And I remember still from when I was in grade school, the social studies textbooks, the propaganda against the Soviet Union was heavy-handed and way over the top, and I even noticed it all the way back then. So that's what was happening back then. Now, you're right, after the fall of the Soviet Union and the Russian republics are more capitalistic, and everybody was all friends and buddy-buddy, but there are two aspects, which is why the United States, actually three aspects, why the United States is back trying to turn Russia into an enemy. The first one is that with the end of the Soviet Union and the Cold War, the American people were saying, well, let's cut spending on the military. We don't need to maintain all of these weapons of horrific mass death. There's no more Soviet Union. It's time for a peace dividend. And so the military-industrial complex has been longing to bring back some form of the Cold War for quite some time. And that's one of the factors. The other factor is that Vladimir Putin, when he took direct control of Russia's central bank, it's still privately owned, but Putin took government control of their private central bank in order to manage the public currency as a public utility. And on that day, he went to the top of the private central banker's special high interest targets list. And then the third factor is that Russia and China and a lot of other nations that are allied with Russia and China have stopped using the U.S. Federal Reserve note for cross-border trade and banking, and that is a tremendous threat to the Federal Reserve, which has grown very wealthy over forcing other nations to use U.S. dollars for cross-border trade and banking to either borrow those pieces of ink and paper at interest or to send manufactured goods and agricultural produce to the United States in exchange for ink and paper. And it was a way of the U.S. imposing its imperial tax on the rest of the world following World War II. But that's falling apart. And in terms of the globalists, the New World Order, Russia and China most assuredly do not want to surrender their national sovereignty to a global government. And so before they can bring about the New World Order and the global government, Russia and China have to be destroyed.
Am I still on?
Yes, you're still on.
Hello? Oh, okay, yeah. I just had a couple of questions on that. One is, how evil, or if he was evil at all, do you think Stalin really was? Do you believe the stories about the millions of people that he murdered, or do you think there's something wrong there? The same thing even when Lenin took over and after the Russian Revolution. Do you think there's anything true about the millions of people, the starvation and all that? The other thing I want to ask you about is China. According to Alex Jones, at least, China is part of that New World Order. They're part of the globalists, and the globalists are using them. He doesn't think Russia is, but I'm wondering what you think about that also.
No, I don't think China's part of the New World Order. And as far as what we know about anybody in history at this point, knowing how history is distorted for political gain, it's hard to say. They may not have been as evil as we are told. Others may not have been as good as we are told. We are just now realizing that the government of the United States of America is also guilty of very horrific actions, such as torturing innocent Iraqis to death to find weapons of mass destruction that don't exist. We've got all these CIA secret torture centers all over the globe. We're finding out our government is itself involved in illicit drug trafficking. And so we are basically as clueless about the true nature of our leaders as the medieval peasants were. But that is rapidly changing because of the internet and the independent media. Obviously, Stalin made a lot of mistakes. So did Lenin. So did Adolf Hitler. But again, if we rely on the official Orthodox history, we may not really understand what these people were about. It's the same thing every time I talk to somebody about North Korea and they say, oh, that Kim Jong-un, he's a kook, he's a nut, he's all this other stuff. And I say, how do you know? Have you ever met him? No, but I saw it on TV. And I say, you mean the same people who told you Saddam had nuclear weapons and you're going to believe them what they're telling you today? And that usually shuts them up.
But as far as Stalin goes, I mean, even after he died, I mean, even the Russians kind of like said that he did some bad things. The Khrushchev, for one thing, I think he cut off all information about Stalin at that time. And I mean, and supposedly he killed his own people. It wasn't that he went to another country and did anything. He actually supposedly killed millions of Russians. I don't know.
He killed the undesirables, you know, the deplorables, whatever. I mean, if you read the works of Solzhenitsyn, that's a very good insight into what was going on. And yes, the Stalin's state security did send a lot of people away to the gulags. I don't know the exact number. But yeah, bad things happened in the former Soviet Union. Bad things happened in Nazi Germany. Bad things are happening in the United States of America. Okay?
All right, I guess that's pretty much the answer to it, you know? But,
okay.
He did, I do got to say this, he did hold that country together when they were under siege from the end of World War II. You know, he stood his ground. He stayed in Moscow. He didn't leave Moscow, and it looked like the Germans were going to overrun it. And the people at that time seemed to respect him. So, I don't know.
Okay. I actually didn't hear a lot of what you said because we had to reconnect our line again. I don't know what's going on with Skype, if it's the weather over RBN or somebody's actually trying to hack on in. Break our connection. I understand one of the other RBN hosts was dealing with the same issue the other day. Anyway, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. I'm going to get on back to the news here. And let's talk about the economic news here. We are still seeing very heavy efforts to keep the price of investment metals down, silver and gold. And over at goldcore.com, they're saying that even though silver seems to be declining despite increasing demand, which makes no sense, the fact that it is low, this is a time to buy on in. Because anytime you want to invest in any commodity, you want to buy low and sell high. So the lower they force the silver and gold prices, the more you should consider obtaining some as a means of wealth preservation in advance of the collapse of the euro or the U.S. dollar, both of which could easily happen within the next couple of years. We're going to take a break here for some commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we are hearing that Bitcoin topped $1,700 to set a new all-time high. This is feeling to me like it's a bubble. It feels like it's a run-up, maybe a pump and dump. And one of the, I know everybody's in love with the idea of a cryptocurrency, peer-to-peer, no central issuing controlling authority like the Federal Reserve, but that does not necessarily mean the currency is still not subject to manipulation by money junkies. And seeing how rapidly the price is going up now, it makes me very, very nervous. And certainly with the price being at a record high, this doesn't make sense to be buying it now. But apparently a lot of people are thinking this is the way to go, no matter how expensive it is. But I think the Bitcoin bulge, as it were, is going to end badly. Now, despite all the claims by the government and the corporate media that everything is really hunky-dory and unemployment's only 4.4%, the reality is that we are in a time of extreme economic hardship. And as a result, we're seeing what are being called boomerang kids. And these are young adults who have graduated college, cannot find a job, or cannot find a job that allows them to support themselves and pay off those student loans, and they're having to move back in with their parents into their 30s. And this is a strain, obviously, on the parents who, being close to retirement age or at retirement age, are on fixed incomes. So there's been a recent study conducted by Fidelity and the Stanford Center on Longevity, and it says the added stress of caring for all these adult children is putting a severe emotional and financial strain on baby boomers, with over 75% saying their kids are cutting into their budgets and over 50% saying they're generally less happy about life. Now, I'm sure they're not having to do parental chores, but still, they don't have their privacy, they don't have their room. But seeing how much this is going on, it's another indicator that the economy is nowhere near as healthy as the government is trying to tell you it is. We're in a wartime economy. That's what's going on. We're in a wartime economy where everything is sucked out of the people and poured into that war machine. So, apparently over in Fort Lauderdale, and this one actually made the corporate media, apparently there is a labor dispute going on, Spirit Airlines, and apparently the labor dispute has resulted in over 300 flights being canceled over the past 7 days. They can't find flight crews. And apparently it broke out into just this brawl among passengers who were just upset at the way they were being treated. There was a smartphone video, and it's posted online showing passengers just confronting airline employees. Broward Sheriff's deputies were trying to keep order. And yes, it's frustrating when you're trying to get someplace and the flight is being canceled, especially if at the other end, you're on a time limit. We've been hearing about all these stories where United was kicking passengers off of flights who then missed the sailing of their cruise ship, or they missed this vacation rental that they still had to pay for and were never able to use. It's very, very frustrating. But I think that this entire crowd flashed into violence is a measure of how close the entire population is to just freaking out, losing their temper. We're all trying to hold in our anger, which, by the way, is what leads to depression. But I think the entire country has just reached the breaking point. We've been abused by the government. We're being abused by corporations. We're being abused by the medical industrial complex. We know we're being lied to by the corporate media. People are just fed up. And they don't have a peaceful solution. And all it takes is a small spark to get everybody going. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I just got a very interesting email. Stalin sent my girlfriend's grandparents to Siberia after he confiscated their land and wealth. They were Ukrainian. And yes, that is something Stalin definitely was doing. Do you remember the sort of caricatured spy movies of the 60s and 70s where they always talked about liquidating somebody as a euphemism for killing them? What that was all about was that's what Stalin was doing. And he was talking about liquidating them like a financial term, which was to kill or remove some people and then liquidate their assets in order to pour wealth into the government's budget. And Stalin was hardly the first person to do that. One of the Roman emperors, I think it was Nero, I could be wrong on that, but he literally ordered all of Rome's wealthiest families to write wills, leaving their wealth to himself, the emperor. And then every time the Roman treasury started getting depleted, he would simply have his centurions kill off the family and inherit their wealth and put it into the treasury and so forth and so on. So a lot of nasty things going on. We are also getting word that North Korea has just announced they are moving forward with their sixth nuclear test. We have way too many hotheads in this circus right now. Want to talk about immigration, globalism, and to start out, somebody sent me a wonderful quote, which I'm going to read you right now. Quote, "The small states junk, which is still present in Europe today, must be liquidated as soon as possible. It must be the goal of our fight to create a unified Europe," end quote. Well, that sounds like something Jean-Claude Juncker could say, or Angela Merkel, or any of the European Union supporters. But it turns out that's a quote from the diary of Nazi propaganda minister Josef Goebbels, explaining why, once Germany was provoked to war, why they felt they should continue it. So what we have here right now is the same exact plan, a unified Europe, unfolding today, that was unfolding back in the 1940s, and it didn't work out all that well. Now, as you know, a lot of people were very disappointed by Marine Le Pen's loss in the French election, but already we are seeing evidence of massive, and I mean truly massive, in-your-face election fraud that is starting to surface. Apparently, an Arab man actually recorded himself stealing all the Le Pen ballots at his polling station in suburban Paris so nobody could vote for her. And he actually did a selfie video. "Look, I'm stealing the ballots. Oh, where are we going on?" And then there's an even more alarming article. This is out of One Earth Unite, and they've got photos to back it all up. Remember, we were talking the other day about the spoiled ballots. And what that means, ballots that are damaged and therefore are under French law, not counted. And apparently, they have discovered thousands of torn Marine Le Pen ballots, which are all invalid and disqualified. They're not going to be counted. And they're reporting in this story that French voters received their ballots in a large envelope in the mail. Many of the envelopes contained two Macron ballots and no Le Pen ballot, so they couldn't vote for Le Pen. And others contained a perfectly intact Macron ballot and a torn Le Pen ballot, which would be considered invalid. And we remember, reported earlier in the week, that the number of so-called spoiled ballots was larger than the number of votes Marine Le Pen actually received. And if they were all Le Pen ballots and they had been counted, it would have put her over the top. Yes, it is time to bring back those guillotines. And it's just like we saw with the Scottish independence referendum. They're stealing the election, and they don't even seem to care if everybody knows it. Yeah, we're stealing the election. What are you going to do about it? Now, getting on back to the Senate hearings about Russia did this and Russia did that, and Russia's tearing tags off of couch cushions, and Russia's stealing socks from the dryer. Apparently, a cyber official told the Senate earlier today, that the United States was watching while Russian hacked the France computer networks during the election, and that the U.S. warned French officials that it was going on. So, okay, if Russia hacked the election, then maybe Macron didn't win fairly? Propaganda is starting to fight against each other, and that's a good sign. That's a good sign. Now, here's an update on a story that we covered yesterday. Germany takes first step toward legalizing rape committed by Muslim men. This is just ridiculous. And the story is, recently a German judge acquitted a Turkish drug dealer, fully understanding that he forcibly and undeniably violated a woman for 4 hours to the point of her incapacitation. And the reason the judge did not convict this Turkish drug dealer for rape was the claim that the perpetrator did not culturally understand what rape is. The judge said that the mentality of the Turkish cultural circle, the Turk, it's simply wild sex. And the judge said a conviction is not possible because no intention is demonstrable. Well, again, just like the Title 18 stuff, the intent doesn't matter. It's the physical assault on the woman. And more than that, I want to go back to what Teddy Roosevelt said about immigration, where he basically said, anybody is welcome to come to our country legally through the proper channels, but once you are here, understand you are in this country. You obey our laws. You understand we have a certain culture and certain beliefs and a language called English. You don't come here and try and make our country what your country was. Because if your country was all that wonderful, why did you come here in the first place? Actually, that's my adding on to what Teddy Roosevelt said. And I find it shocking, although understandable in the light of this New World Order nonsense, where these refugees are going into Europe and they are committing rape on an epic scale. And now we're seeing some of these countries saying, well, they don't understand that rape is bad, therefore we're not going to throw them in prison. Meanwhile, the woman has still been raped. The women have been raped. And if they're not going to arrest and prosecute these refugees under that nation's rape laws, then women better start learning how to use firearms, or at least pepper spray. Now, story coming out of Daily Caller. It was an invasion how Hungary managed to erase illegal immigration in just a few months. Hungary really just put their foot down. When the first refugees showed on up, it was a mess, just like it is in Sweden and Germany, and refugees said, no, we're not going to do this. They imposed border controls, and yes, their relations with the European Union are under extreme stress. Brussels is now out there ordering all countries to start taking down the internal border controls. You have no right to refuse to let rapists and people with contagious diseases into your country. It's part of the New World Order here. Now, the other day I was talking about Stephen Fry. Stephen Fry is a very brilliant comedian. He's done a lot of movie work. He's had his own talk show, game show, in fact. And he's a lot of fun. Claire's a big fan of him. And we were talking about how the Irish government was looking at him to charge him with blasphemy, which I didn't even realize there was a civil law against blasphemy in Ireland, but apparently there is, because he had made a comment on a TV interview about how could he give his worship to a God who allowed such evil and injustice to exist in the world. Oh, blasphemy, blasphemy, burn him at the stake, burn him at the stake. Well, apparently the Irish police have decided to drop the charges because they couldn't find enough people who were outraged by what Stephen Fry said. Apparently most people said, yeah, it's a decent, reasonable question right now in this day and age. If there is a God up there and he's allowing all this stuff to happen, why should we like say hello or give him the time of day? It's ridiculous. Now, over in Chicago, the gun control model for the entire world, apparently the Chicago gangs have really gotten a death grip on the city. And they were able to do that because they came on in, they started small, nobody could fight back, and they've grown and grown and grown to the point where now they are equipped with military-grade weapons with armor-piercing bullets, which were used in a recent ambush on the police. Now, we're not talking about... We're not talking about guns that should be banned. These guns are already banned. This kind of ammunition is already banned. Certainly in Chicago, all guns are banned, and we can see how wonderful that has worked out for the city and now for the police force. When you ban guns, you disarm the law-abiding only. What's that old saying was on a bumper sticker? When you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns. That's exactly what's happened here. And now the outlaws are taking control of the city. Meanwhile, the gun grabbers are just out there getting sillier and sillier. Over at Edgewood Middle School in Trenton, Ohio, there was a student who has been suspended for 10 days because he liked a photo of an airsoft gun on Instagram. That was it. He saw this photo of an airsoft rifle. And if you don't know what I mean by that, Airsoft is a company that makes very realistic-looking guns, but all they fire are these little plastic pellets driven by air. They're harmless. There was actually some congressperson who tried to claim that you could actually modify an airsoft gun to fire a .223 cartridge, which was met with derision and laughter by everybody who knows how guns actually operate. But this kid saw a picture of an airsoft gun on Instagram, and he hit like, and he was suspended for 10 days. That's how ridiculous it's getting. Remember yesterday we were talking about this high school that actually had a trap shooting competition team. And there was an effort to deny them a page in the yearbook for their trap shooting team because they're holding guns. Oh my goodness, we can't have that in the yearbook. What will future generations think of us if they see guns in the yearbook? Probably the same thing they think of my generation when they see the guns in the yearbook. Because we sure had them. We didn't have school shootings back when I was a kid. Would have been a singularly stupid thing to do. Now, there's a very popular Second Amendment advocate, Robert Eugene Owens, was one of the most vocal defenders of the Second Amendment. And apparently, over in North Carolina yesterday, supposedly he committed suicide. At least that's what they're saying. He's 46 years old. The police are saying the gunshot wound was self-inflicted. I don't think I'm ready to just accept that at face value. We're coming up in an age where there's going to be a lot of wet work against the independent media. Now, out in California, La La Land again. California is considering ending a ban on communists in government jobs. Now, yeah, this law goes back to the Cold War. And it was a law that basically said anybody who was a member of an organization that advocated for overthrowing the government was denied a job in the California government. But now California is saying communists are okay. They're going to let them have government jobs right alongside the illegal immigrants. Amazing. Here's another story. Roosevelt High School over in Colorado. The Spanish teacher had a Cinco de Mayo celebration, and the piñata was in the shape of Donald Trump. And apparently the kids beat it up, and they got the candy that was inside, and they shared pictures and video of the piñata on social media. And, of course, the parents and the public responded immediately how inappropriate this was in a public school. And it certainly was. The teacher apparently is, they're now investigating the case, saying it was an incredibly disrespectful act. It does not reflect the values of Roosevelt High School or the school district, blah, 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 blah. Now, whether or not you like Donald Trump, and I'll be the first to say that I am tremendously disappointed in his reversal on key issues, especially regarding war. He is the president. And it's time to just accept that and work within that paradigm. And beating up piñatas on him and putting his face on dartboards or whatever else is you're doing is not going to actually provide a real-world solution. If you want to do that sort of thing, you do it in your own home. But you do not do it in a public school as a teacher. When I was over at UH Manoa teaching computer animation, which I really enjoyed, I never talked about politics. even the few people who knew who I was, when they'd saw me on the campus and they'd want to talk, and I'd say, not now. There's a line between what I do in my private life and my personal beliefs and feelings. I'm here to teach computer animation and visual effects, and that's what we're going to talk about. And you, of course, First Amendment, you can talk about politics all you want among yourselves. But I have an obligation as an instructor. Actually, I was an adjunct professor. I'm here to teach you these subjects, and this is all I'm going to be teaching you, because that's the rules. That's my rules. You keep clear lines between these things, and unfortunately, we're seeing way too many teachers who think that the classroom is now an extension of their own personal universe, in which they can bring in their own personal opinions and biases. And I do not think that is fair to the students, because the students ought to be given the chance to grow up and learn and educate without imposed biases, so they can make their own choices later in life. That's what I think. But heck, they don't listen to me anyway. We're going to take a break for commercials and be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Breaking news, Donald Trump has just fired FBI Director James Comey. He's fired, you're fired, you're fired, you're out of here. And boy, finally, we're starting to see the Donald Trump we were promised during the campaign. So, yeah. and apparently Sessions recommended the dismissal, and Donald Trump said yes. So, all right. That's a good thing. That's a good thing out there. Hit the road, James, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, James, don't you come back no more. All righty, getting on back to the news. Apparently over in Great Britain, they have been experimenting with literally a pre-crime program. It was all hush-hush, but apparently somebody blew the whistle on that. And it's right out of Minority Report. The idea, first of all, Great Britain has a reputation for having the most surveillance on their people of any other country. TV cameras everywhere, listening to all the phones, and enforcing backdoors to all encryption. And basically the theory is they're going to put all this information into a computer that is going to predict when somebody is going to commit a crime. Which certainly makes a lot more sense than psychics in the movie, but there's still the possibility of error. What happens if they're running this crime prediction software on Windows 10? They could send innocent people to jail. But, I mean, we are getting into that dystopian society that so many science fiction writers warned us were coming. 1984, Brave New World, THX-1138. Amazing. Now, apparently, over in Blacklisted News, they're running this story about the big fight going on over at Hennepin County Sheriff's Office that is resisting a Freedom of Information Act request regarding their facial recognition cameras, because it turns out that the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office has been using facial recognition systems since 2013. And the public didn't know about it. Now, the concern here is that these facial recognition systems are still not very reliable. The first time they tried one out in an airport was down in Florida, and it generated thousands of false positives and not one real genuine ID. So we're once again seeing a technology that is not proven to actually work being marketed and sold and put on out into the society in a position where it could cause great harm. Where you could be walking along, for example, the jetway at the airport, and all of a sudden the police grab you because the facial recognition system says that you're somebody that you're not. And you miss your flight, you miss the job interview, you don't get the job, all kinds of terrible things can happen. It's not a reliable, accurate technology, and it should not be used. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk.
That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.